In what activists have hailed as a precedent-setting ruling, the Advertising Standards Authority has dismissed a complaint by the South African Jewish Board of Deputies over an advert which likens Israel to apartheid South Africa.
Be on the right side of history. Don't entertain apartheid. Join the international boycott of Israel.
This is the advert that courted all the controversy. Its broadcast coincided with a tour of the band Faithless and featured the voice of its lead singer, Dave Randall.
The advert that raised the ire of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies was broadcast on 5FM, which is a national radio station that forms part of the public broadcaster, the SABC.
In its complaint, the Jewish Board held that Israel is not an apartheid regime and that the advert amounts to false propaganda. A second complaint claimed the advert was racist and hateful, but the advertising watchdog dismissed the complaints.
We have to look at it from a general perspective. Does it cause widespread sectoral offence? In this case, Mr. Randall is clearly stating his opinion. He keeps saying, I did, or in so whatever happened, I. So he's expressing his own opinions. We can't see it as offending because he's not offending Israeli people in general. There's no mention of that.
Making news at 3 o'clock.
The Jewish Board of Deputies routinely files complaints with broadcasting authorities here over media coverage they deem as negative of Israel. In 2007, the Jewish Board even asserted that it had an agreement with the national broadcaster in which the two would hold regular meetings to discuss the SABC's angles of reporting on the Middle East. The board went as far as to say it was given authority to recommend commentators on issues related to occupied Palestine. Activist movements now say the ASA ruling has far-reaching implications.
This decision coming from a South African body, a South African body pronouncing that Israel can be called an apartheid state, is going to really motivate and inspire. It's going to really strengthen Palestine solidarity work throughout the world.
The Jewish Board of Deputies told Press TV they are not commenting on the ruling and might appeal the decision. Hassan Siria, Press TV, Johannesburg.